on the Colorado State Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show. Presented by Lucky Joe's Water Pick. Proud corporate partner of the Colorado State Rams. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State Athletics. Also brought to you by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Now, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Monday evening, and we welcome everybody inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. Great to see everybody out there once again as we talk some Colorado State basketball here on the program. We'll take you right up until 7 o'clock here tonight. And, well, due to some scheduling conflicts that only happened about a week and a half ago, the Colorado State women's basketball team, they're going to be playing later tonight. They are in Fresno for a makeup date with the Bulldogs. That game's going to tip off at 7 o'clock. So everybody on the flagship Power 102.9 at Northern Colorado, you will get the women's basketball game following the coaches show. That, again, takes you right up until 7 o'clock. So we don't have Ryan Williams here in the nation, and we'll talk men's basketball for the entire hour. Nico, great to see you. And, man, you guys continue to rack up the wins, don't you?
Yeah, great to see you, too. I mean, I can't believe they have to be stuck with us for an hour here today, but we'll make the most of it. And good luck to the women tonight at Fresno.
Yeah, so. The women have a really a brutal road trip. They have been really on the road since last Thursday. They were in Boise. They were in Utah State. Now they're in Fresno State. Nico, I mean, with the way that some of these cancellations, postponements, rescheduling, you know, they have to play 5 of 6 on the road. And we're seeing that a lot in some of these conference games where you're just adding conference games here and there. So
it's kind of par for the course. You just have to keep adjusting and keep playing. And I know one thing, though, at least for the players, they like to play the games.
That's right.
So they don't mind it. You know, the coaches are like, but they love to play.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, coaches like practice a little bit better. The players like the games. All right, well, the Colorado State men's team, as we mentioned, 22nd-ranked team in the entire nation. They're 15-1 of the season. They have improved to 5-1 in conference play. They've won 4 straight. And they beat New Mexico this past Wednesday and then hammered Air Force down at Colorado Springs, a.k.a. Moby South, on a Saturday afternoon. All right, Nico, and I do want to also mention we have a couple of student-athletes in the house, as John Tanjay and Deshaun Thomas. Also here, so we're going to talk to both John and Deshaun coming up on the program as well. All right, well, let's hit the rewind button, talk a little bit about both of those games, and let's start with New Mexico. And I know you and I talked about this on Saturday, but I want to start with this again. How awesome was the crowd on Wednesday night? And not only the folks that are here that are season ticket holders and the general public that came out, but the student section. Record-setting performance last Wednesday night at Moby.
Absolutely incredible. And I knew, you know, we had kind of the ice storm in the morning. They ended up closing school at 3 o'clock. And, you know, unfortunately, that was going to affect some folks who were traveling, you know, to the game. But the game was still on. The game was still on for our students. And, man, I had gotten word, you know, about shoot-around that we had already had about 1,800 claimed tickets. And typically what happens is the walk-up is about double. And that's really what happened, and even more than that. But, man, we had a record student turnout. They were incredible. That's so fun, and it's a testament to our guys, and that's something, you know, they've really been working towards. And to feel that support and that energy, it's what makes college athletics special. And it really makes a difference. I mean, they helped pull us through in a really, really tough conference game, and that's fun to see. And hopefully that's just something that's going to continue here moving forward, starting again tomorrow night.
Yeah. Again, the Rams have Nevada coming up tomorrow night, a game that will tip off at 7 o'clock. Expecting another big crowd. In fact, it was 6,500 fans were out in attendance for the game last Wednesday night against New Mexico, and that was with an ice/snowstorm. And so I do think there's a little weather moving in tomorrow night. Not a lot, though.
Oh, Brian, come on. Like, yeah. Let's be
positive. I'm not a meteorologist. I just see on my phone. Yeah. But I think we'll be north of 7 coming up tomorrow night for the Nevada game, especially if the students continue to do what they have done. Well, you mentioned, and this is an 80-74, the final score. Rams get the win over the New Mexico Lobos, but you needed those students. You needed the 6,500 Ram fans out there because, you know, that's a New Mexico team that nearly won at Wyoming on Saturday, but a New Mexico team that came in here as the heavy underdogs. But, man, you guys knew that'd be a tough game, and it certainly was.
It was. I mean, they're you know, the Jalen House kid, he's the quickest kid I've seen on film, and I, he's even quicker in person. I don't know that I've seen a guy that's as fast with the ball as he is. And they got a lot of guys who can space the floor and shoot. They're very, very difficult to cover. Give them a lot of credit. I thought they played well. They made a lot of difficult plays. And, you know, every time we made a mistake, and we made some mistakes too, they made us pay. You got to give them credit. But I'll tell you what I did see from our team, and this is what's been great from them all year. Every time there was a little bit of adversity and we needed somebody to respond, they did, you know, and you got to remember, man, winning is hard. It is hard to win, and it's hard to win any game in a conference game like that. And our guys just battled through it and made play after play when they absolutely had to, and got a win. And again, you saw what New Mexico did the next, you know, a couple nights later up in Laramie, and all these games are tough. And so I'm really proud of our guys for doing that and finding a way to pull through and get a win. And that's what's the most important thing at the end of the day.
Yeah, no question about that. And you guys have been tested this year. You were tested many times early in the season. And I think that has to help you as you guys continue to go down the line. You know, it looked like you might be able to take control of that game against the Lobos. You're up 46-36, you know, starting into that second half. You're thinking, okay, here's where the Rams are going to push it to 12. They're going to push it to 15. But, you know, credit the Lobos, 11-0 run. All of a sudden they have the lead, and they kept hitting big shot and big shot. But your team has been in many of these games this year, haven't they? I mean, they I know they're able to draw upon some of those experiences.
Yeah, you got to embrace it. Again, winning is hard. All these games come down to the wire, and you've got to just emotionally stay in it and get through the ups and downs and just keeps battling, and that's what you live for. And so embrace those moments, like want to be in there and just keep competing. And that's what these guys, you know, have done. Like you said, they've been through that so many times and have built for that, that they don't play phased at all in those situations. And that's what it comes down to. You know, you want to win. You want to have a chance to compete at the highest level of your league and maybe have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. You're going to have to find ways to win like that. That's just part of what it is. And our guys really embrace that, and they do a great job.
All right, David Roddy led the way on Wednesday in the victory against New Mexico with 21 points, 6 rebounds, had 7 assists as well. And I want to talk to you about David's passing of late, because I think he only credited with, what, 3 or 4 at Air Force on Saturday. I don't know what the statistician was looking at. I had him for at least 6 or 7 in that game. But Roddy was terrific. You know, Isaiah Stevens with 16. But then you had the two gentlemen we have here tonight, both Deshaun Thomas and John Tanjay. They were in double figures on Wednesday against New Mexico. And then how about Chandler Jacobs? And we've talked about Chandler a lot on the show, the newcomer, the transfer from Dallas Baptist. First Division I double-double at 12 points. Also had 10 rebounds. And to get the rebounding effort from him in that guard spot, I know, is invaluable.
Awesome. I mean, he just keeps coming on, like you said, feeling more and more comfortable, and it's having a huge impact on our team, you know, especially defensively and on the glass like that. And we needed every one of those plays, and he's really finding his niche, you know, to make an impact. And so that's fun to see. And it's just, I think as the season plays out, everyone's continuing to see where the depth of our team has continued to find ways to make us better, to win at the level that we can. And I just give the guys so much credit for buying into that, you know, and that's just, it's not like that everywhere, but we got such a great group of guys, and could be a different guy on different nights, and it's just fun to watch these guys continue to grow.
Yeah, Chandler Jacobs, the 10 rebounds, 4 of those came on the offensive end as CSU went plus 11 on the glass against New Mexico. All right, so you get the win against the Lobos, go to 14-1 on the season, and then it was a team that it felt like you had just played. Air Force, they, of course, were in here on January 4th, played
CSU.
Because
we did just play them.
We did just play
them. That's why I felt that way.
Well, this schedule is interesting this year because it's not like you have to wait a month, 5 weeks to play teams. I mean, you're playing teams almost back-to-back weeks. It's kind of fun like that. Not quite like last year, where, of course, they were playing the two-game sets, but kind of like that. Going down to Air Force on Saturday, I mean, I don't think anybody expected you guys to come, and maybe you guys did, but just from the outside, I thought you guys would probably pull it out if you played well. I don't know if any of us expected a 20-point blowout win over the Falcons in a game that you guys were in control almost from the opening tip.
Well, no, we don't expect that at all. We expected it to be a dogfight. You know, that's, if you want to win there, you have to expect every game's going to be like that. That's right. What it is. It is hard to win. And I think the reason that we were able, fortunate enough to win the way we did, is because we had the expectation it was going to be hard. We went in there and we were like, we're in for a 40-minute battle here tonight. Let's just keep playing. And that's what those guys did. And fortunately, we were able to win, you know, in that fashion. And I thought it was just a great performance by our guys. It started out with terrific defense, as well as we played all year in the first half. We really got into a rhythm on offense, and a lot of guys contributed and played well. And then how about the crowd?
Yeah.
You know, I felt like that was almost 40 to 50% CSU fans down there in Clune Arena, and that was really fun that way. But our guys played terrific. They had the expectation that it was going to be a grind. They played that way, and because of their mentality, we were fortunate enough to win the way we did.
Yeah, I think and everybody on social media started calling it Moby South with the takeover for the green and gold down there. It was really fun to watch, and certainly they helped you as well. You mentioned kind of the dichotomy of the game. Defensively, in the first half, I mean, you guys were stellar. You held them to like 20% shooting in the first half, only had the 17 points. How were you guys able to do that? Because they didn't get a lot of open shots, and really I thought were bothered on a lot of their shot attempts.
Hey, guys, you know, and we've been that way the last two times we've won on the road. Of guys did a terrific job of, you know, the game plan and really being locked into it and having an understanding of what Air Force wanted to do. They're very, very difficult to cover, but I thought we were really connected with all five guys playing that way, and we challenged shots. We made them work for everything. And so it was just a great mentality that way. And I don't know if there's any secrets, you know, there's things that you do schematically, but it was just a group of guys that were really, really connected. And maybe that we had played them a couple weeks ago, there was a little bit more familiarity. And really, there's some of the offensive concepts that Air Force does that are even similar to what we do. And maybe that helps us a little bit as well when we're trying to guard them. But our guys just did a great job executing game plan and stuck with it offensively, and it was a fun game to be a part of.
Yeah, all right. So you only gave up the 17 points in the first half. Second half, Air Force hit a couple more shots. They started to get it going offensively, but it didn't matter. I mean, offensively, you guys were as efficient offensively as I've seen you guys maybe this year, maybe not the entire year, but as good maybe as you possibly could be, though. And Air Force, they were making buckets, but we said it on the broadcast, saying it doesn't matter how many buckets the Falcons make. If they can't get stops, they're not going to come from behind. And you guys just never allowed them to get back-to-back stops, seemingly.
I think our guys did a great job, and I give our staff a lot of credit, too. You know, Joe Scott's a terrific coach, and really, you know, in the second game, their defensive game plan was completely different than the first game. And, you know, you could tell about 5-6 minutes into the game kind of what they were doing to kind of take us out of what was successful in the first game. And that's part of the chess match. I thought we made some great adjustments there, and our guys made some great adjustments in the game. And we kind of just scrapped what we wanted to do in the first 5 minutes and changed course. And the guys did a terrific job of just playing the game. And then we really got into a rhythm there in the second half. And that's a testament to our guys just to be able in midstream to say, hey, okay, here's what they're doing. Let's kind of change up what we're doing a little bit. And the guys just didn't flinch at all. And we're terrific that way.
All right, talk about Isaiah Stevens, because we had him on the postgame show following the 73-53 win against Air Force. And he ended up with 18 points. He went 8 of 10 from the floor. And, you know, we had talked about the fact he had two really good looks, like, to open up that game from three. And he's really been shooting the three ball well this year, as he has his entire career. But he missed them, two good looks. And he said, you know, maybe 2 years ago, I might have hung my head and said, well, it's just not going to go down for me tonight. Let me try to affect the game in other ways. He didn't think that. He goes, but I knew I just had to stay with it. He didn't miss another shot the rest of the game.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, you got to remind these guys, the best shooters in the world make half their shots. Do you know what I mean? The best guys in the world make half their shots. I mean, if you're a 40% three-point shooter, I mean, that's pretty elite. And so, you know, just do the math on that. So you can't get down on yourself. You got to stay aggressive. And if they're good shots, you step up and take them. And that's the way the game works. And you got to have the belief if you miss three in a row, well, the next three are going in.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you prove that you can do that. And so it's that mentality and of staying with it, and those guys do that. And then it's also sometimes, hey, I got to, you know, maybe shot fake and, you know, move the ball to somebody else too. But you have to stay confident. You have to stay aggressive. If you lose that, it's really hard to compete at this level.
Colorado State got 28 points off their bench on Saturday in the win against Air Force. One other note before we take a timeout and get to the student-athletes. You always look at points in the paint when you play Air Force, and really, I guess, any game, but in particular, Air Force. 40 to 16 points in the paint favoring Colorado State on Saturday. Why is that a number that you really look at when you play Air Force?
You know, throughout the years when you follow them, I think obviously people who know their offense, they get a lot of what we call naked scores, you know, on back cuts. And you're so worried about the threes when they space, but it's those hidden points when you allow them to get the layups at the rim on back cuts, the slips for layups, getting to the free throw line, you know, where they get fouled in the paint and they're making shots. And at the end of the game, you know, those points add up. And then it's on the other side, you know, we can't just settle against our zone. We have to continue to attack the paint, throw it inside, cut to the basket, get fouled. And usually, you know, I feel like if you win the paint, that's the key to beating Air Force. And that's what we did. And that sounds very, very simple. There's a lot of things that go into it. But I believe that, and usually that's held true, and that's very, very difficult to do against the team. But I don't think our team could have done it much better than they did on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, plus 16 in the paint, plus, what was that, 20 on the scoreboard.
Plus 20 on the scoreboard is the most important stat
right.
of them all.
Absolutely. Yeah. It all goes together, though. So Colorado State, again, 15-1 on the season. They have won four straight. And again, they're 5-1 in conference play, and that moved up a spot in the latest coaches poll that came out earlier today. Now the 22nd ranked team in the nation, just on the outside of the latest AP poll. All right, we'll take our first time out of the program. When we come back, we'll have John Tanjay, junior from Omaha, joining us here from Lucky Joe's. We're back after this on the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for RAMs based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew. For friendly folk in Irish dew, song and dance and ice cold brew, every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
Dear winter, almost nothing stands in the way of a new 2022 Toyota. When you say stay home, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. The Corolla's tech is red hot. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4's available all-wheel drive with multi-terrain select. And everyone gets comfy in the Highlander with its available heated front seats. See you in the snow, Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins, a proud partner of the CSU Rams.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk. Hey CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing WaterPik's patented Power Pulse therapeutic massage shower head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. WaterPik makes lives better by turning water into wellness. The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
All right, we welcome everybody back inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon on a Monday night. It's the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. It's a men's basketball edition with Ryan Williams and the women's basketball team on the road at Fresno State. Again, that game will tip at 7 o'clock. Our show will go right into that game broadcast. Matthew Wozniak has the call on the flagship station only. All right, Brian Roth back with you. And, well, help me welcome in John Tanjay, the junior guard from Omaha, Nebraska. John's the third leading scorer on the Rams this year coming off the bench. All right, John, good seeing you. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, talk a little bit about this season. How much fun has this been? Because you've been here now for 3 years and have seen it, have been a part of this building towards the season that you guys are having right now, 22nd-ranked team of the nation.
Yeah, it's been amazing, especially on the fan side. The fans have been packing out the arena. It's, you know, the best I've seen. And, I mean, I remember going up to the coach's office and seeing, like, pictures on the wall of packed-out crowds and everything, just wondering, like, you know, if we can get those games. And this year, we've had that.
Yeah, the one I think that maybe Nico has it in his office, or maybe it's just in the men's basketball hallway there, the orange out against San Diego State is one of those games that kind of jumps out. But Moby can get going, can't it? And you haven't experienced a sellout yet, but, I mean, what's it like when that place is rocking and you're on the court?
Man, there's nothing like it. You know, as a kid, that's kind of, you know, you shoot around by yourself just, you know, wishing for those type of moments. And to be able to play in front of a crowd like that is, you know, it's a blessing.
All right. Well, not only is Colorado State having a phenomenal year, 15-1, again, nationally ranked, John Tanjay is as well. John averaged about 6 points per game coming off the bench last season, has increased that to nearly 11 points here this year. Of course, had the 31-point outburst in the season opener against Oral Roberts. Let me ask you about that game again. I mean, you can't pick a better way to open up the season. I mean, what's going through your mind when you're playing like you did against Oral Roberts? And really, I think you could have thrown it up with your eyes closed and you probably would have made it.
Yeah, I don't know. There wasn't too much going on. I was just feeling like a kid out there. It was a fun game. The whole crowd was, you know, they're all in there, you know, all just having fun. Everyone was cheering. My mom was in town, so that was a big game for me.
Yeah, again, went berserk in that game as CSU got the season started. They put up 109 points that night to open up the year against Oral Roberts. All right, how about you? How have you grown as a player from coming out of Omaha, Nebraska? You were a big-time scorer in high school. How have you grown? How has your game evolved from 3 years ago to now as we sit here today?
Yeah, I learned a lot. I feel like in my second month here, I felt like I learned basketball. You know, as a high school player, you kind of just go out there and, you know, you just play. But I learned a lot of the details, and just looking at what I can improve on every off season and trying to add something to my game and, you know, break down film with coaches. And I feel like, you know, I've come a long way.
And it's not just what you're doing on the basketball court, is it? Tell fans out there what your workout philosophy has been. And I know your eating habits have changed over the last, year or 2 years as well. Kind of talk about the discipline and the focus you have put into shaping your body and your mind.
Mm-hmm. That's tough, man, because I love candy, so I love sweets, but sometimes I gotta just stay disciplined and, you know, stay on a healthy diet. I feel like I got a lot of energy and found something that works for me.
Yeah, so when was the last time you had a piece of candy? Have you snuck one this year?
Of course. Come on now. Like, probably the other day, yeah.
Yeah, right. But just everything in moderation is okay, right?
Right, right.
But, like, I mean, so, I mean, did you go completely vegan? And I know you've been into yoga, meditation, all that stuff too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I never went completely vegan. Okay. I talked to to our nutritionist. She said that wasn't practical. So I was like, okay, you know, I won't do that. I won't go that far. But just getting a wide variety of nutrition, I feel like, you know, not too much that goes into it, just right. kind of eating healthy, staying away from, like, you know, the fried foods, and doing the best I can to stay away from sugar. But
yeah, there's not a lot that goes into it other than basically discipline. And, of course, that's the biggest and the hardest thing for all of us. John Tanjay, Jr. from Omaha, joining us here on the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show. We're live at Lucky Joe's here tonight. All right, to tell us a little bit about that Air Force game. You had 15 points in the contest. We talked to Coach Medved. I mean, you knew that was going to be a really tough game. How were you guys able to really control that from the opening tip?
We came out there ready for a war. You know, they got defensively, they have a lot of things going on. You kind of go in there not really knowing what they're going to do exactly on every possession, you know, and that's all right. As a basketball player, you just have to, you know, go out there and play and make your reads and, you know, give or do what the defense gives you, you know.
Yep. Yep. You've been a great three-point shooter in your career, mm-hmm. but your three-point numbers this year, I mean, I think you're shooting close to 47-48%. I mean, is that just kind of what's happened because of so much work that you put in? Because obviously you're confident shooting the basketball. I imagine it's probably as high as it's been since you've been at CSU.
Yeah. I had to kind of reconstruct my jumper a little bit.
You did?
Yeah, okay. Over the summer with my trainer, Hunter Longacre, he helped me break down film and, you know, kind of get some of the, you know, the kinks out of my jumper. So, and then also a lot of time in the gym, I find a lot of my confidence comes from the work that I put in. So a lot of times I'll go back after practice and get shots up, and I feel like that's kind of what gives me my confidence in the game.
Yeah, again, John, 15 points, and was really, really good on Saturday against Air Force. All right, final thought, a couple final thoughts before we let you go. Give us your thoughts on this week. Two home games, starts with Nevada coming up tomorrow night, and the one thing I know that has jumped out at all of us over the last couple of years with Nevada, really, really good guard play with Grant Sherfield and then the Cambridge kid.
Yeah, you know, this week's going to be really tough. Two really good teams coming in here, and I expect, you know, the fans to come out and give us the energy they have, like they have all season. So, you know, I'm pretty excited for that.
All right, so final thought. What are you studying in school? What are the plans after basketball? I know that seems like a long ways away down the line,
yeah.
But what are you studying?
I'm studying business, real estate, so, you know, we'll see.
Okay. All right, John Tanjay, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. We'll take a time out. Deshaun Thomas up next, the junior from Phoenix. Stay with us for Live at Lucky Joe's on the Colorado State Sports Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Go on. Guess what this sound is. That's the sound of you not worrying about your banking. We believe banking should be easy so you can make the most of Colorado. No matter what that means to you. That's why our services help you worry less about your finances and focus more on the one thing at the end of your fly rod. That's thinking outside the box. Ooh, fish on. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dear winter, almost nothing stands in the way of a new 2022 Toyota. When you say stay home, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. The Corolla's tech is red hot. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4's available all-wheel drive with multi-terrain select. And everyone gets comfy in the Highlander with its available heated front seats. See you in the snow, Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins, a proud partner of the CSU Rams.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com. Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk. WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. WaterPik was the inventor of the original WaterPik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew. For friendly folk in Irish stew, song and dance, and ice cold brew, every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, welcome back here tonight. Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon as we continue along on the Coors Light. Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're live, taking you right up until 7 p.m. here tonight. Tonight's program brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado. There's only one CSU and one bank. Choose as loud as you do. That's Bank of Colorado. There's only one. All right, please welcome in Deshaun Thomas to the program here tonight, the 6'8" junior. Born and raised in North Carolina, played his high school ball in Phoenix. Where's home for you?
Durham, North Carolina.
Okay, yeah. All right. So North Carolina kid that played 4 years of high school basketball there in the Phoenix area. Deshaun, the post player, Colorado State Rams. And, you know, like John Tanjay, another kid who put in a ton of work in the offseason, and we're seeing that really play out on the basketball court here this year. Again, the Rams ranked 22nd in the nation, sitting at 15-1 on the year. All right, well, give us your thoughts on the season so far. I know expectations coming in were high, Deshaun, but you guys have met all those expectations and then some so far. How have you guys been able to do that?
Honestly, just staying together and just keeping with it. And we're having a lot of success right now, but we're not just being content on that and just staying the course no matter what.
That seems to be the attitude of this entire team. And I remember when you guys got ranked following the Mississippi State game and talking to Coach Medved, said, hey, look, it's nice. You like to get some attention from the national folks. But at the end of the day, it's just a number, and that's not what we're about. Is that pretty much
definitely,
what this team's about?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, give us an idea of your offseason, because one of the players I think that really stood out to me when I first saw you guys in October was you. And I hadn't seen you guys since March, since we were down in Dallas at the NIT, and I see Deshaun Thomas. You look bigger, you look stronger, you look more confident. What was the offseason like for you?
Man, my offseason was crazy. It was just I knew I had to get stronger. That was probably the biggest thing I needed in my game. Offseason was just weights, just every day, just pounding the, more so the weights than actually like on-court basketball drills and whatnot. Just eating a lot more, a lot of protein shakes, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and just getting stronger was the main goal in the off season.
Right. Now, you didn't go and take on the John Tanjay diet, did you?
No, definitely not.
Does anybody on the team have the John Tanjay diet?
No, he's man of his own.
All right, so you're okay to eat candy here or there?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Right, right. Well, how about the improvement you made on the basketball court? I know I was talking to assistant coach Ali Frokmanesh as well, I think probably early November, and he said one area that you really have evolved in is on the defensive end. Kind of talk about how you were better defensively, because we all know you can score the basketball.
Most of it was, like you said earlier, just my off season, just getting stronger. Coming in my freshman year, I wasn't the tallest player on the floor at all, and most games I was outweighed by like 40 to 50 pounds. So really defensively, of course, watching film, getting better with the small details, but just getting bigger and getting physically to guard bigger opponents was the biggest issue for me. So once I got stronger, it was a lot easier for defense.
Well, your defense has improved. The defense of this Ram basketball team this year has been better than last year, and obviously that's led to some more wins. How about offensively for you? Because, man, I mean, folks in the Mountain West Conference know about it now, but if they don't guard you on the three-point line, you're going to knock down jumpers. Have you always been a good shooter, or is that something that evolved in high school? Because, you know, mid-range game, you might be the best shooter from about 15 feet on the team.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been able to shoot the ball. That's always been my favorite part about the game, even when I was little. I always was the tallest kid when I was little, but I just love shooting jump shots. My dad used to always tell me I had to go down low. So shooting has always been a part of my game.
Right. So your dad coached you in high school?
Yes, high school he coached me.
Right.
So all I wanted to do was shoot, but he said, man, you're 6'8", man. You got to go down low.
That's right. That's right. Deshaun, you're 6'8". I need you in the paint banging and getting some rebounds. Deshaun Thomas joining us here on the program. All right, you're in a starting role here this season. Does it make a difference if you start or come off the bench? What's your mindset when you're a starter, if it's any different than being a role player or really coming off the bench?
Not really changes in terms of just being locked in and focused. Either way, no matter what my role is, I know what I got to do at the end of the day. So starting or coming off the bench, everyone on the team has to be locked in. So it doesn't really bother me.
All right, what's it been like here this season playing in front of these crowds? We're going to have a big crowd tomorrow night. And I know it's something that Coach Medved and his coaching staff had been building back, the trust of the community, the support of the students. But what's it been like this year playing in front of some of those big crowds?
Man, it's been crazy. I remember the crowds back in my freshman year weren't as big as they were now. But it's very good. I love the crowds and the energy they give us. But probably the hardest thing is just communicating.
Yeah.
On defense or offense, just one play in particular against New Mexico, I remember it got so loud at one point, like I was literally screaming on defense, and I think it was either Isaiah or Kendall couldn't even hear me. So, yeah, it could be good sometimes, but sometimes not.
Yeah. Well, it's better when you're on defense for them, I guess, to be screaming. But the fans have been terrific so far. All right, give us an idea of what you expect coming up tomorrow night. I know Nevada has one of your former high school teammates,
yes.
Right, KJ Himes?
Yes, KJ. Yeah, we played my junior of high school. He was a senior, and we played together at Hillcrest. So we're real good friends, and our younger brothers are still close friends.
Okay, what do you expect from Nevada coming up tomorrow night? I know you'll be banging down there with KJ. They have a couple of 7-footers as well, and then of course really good guards that can score everywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a battle. Probably real similar to Mississippi State in terms of the size, and just it's going to be definitely a war in terms of rebounding and our defense. But yeah, we're ready for it.
All right, one final thought before we let you run. Deshaun Thomas, a 6'8" junior from Phoenix. What are you studying, and what are going to be the plans after hoops?
Right now, I'm a communication major, and I'm looking to minor in sports management. And as of right now, after college, I'm not quite sure yet.
Yeah, those are decisions that can be made down the road, right?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
All right. Deshaun, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Deshaun Thomas, 6'8", again, forward from Phoenix. We'll have Nico Medved rejoin us coming up after this from Lucky Joe's in the Colorado State Sports Network.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step, so you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you, or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dear Winter, almost nothing stands in the way of a new 2022 Toyota. When you say stay home, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. The Corolla's tech is red hot. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4's available all-wheel drive with multi-terrain select. And everyone gets comfy in the Highlander with its available heated front seats. See you in the snow, Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins, a proud partner of the CSU Rams.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew, for friendly folk in Irish stew. Song and dance and ice cold brew, every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's. Down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
For a free insurance review, see Shelter agents Gene Welch, Tim DeBoard, or Katie Palmer in Loveland today.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, a couple more segments left here on the program. We welcome everybody back inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in Old Town Fort Collins tonight for another edition of the Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show presented by Coors Light. Again, a couple of programming notes. Women's basketball game, they are going to tip off against Fresno State at 7:05 Mountain Time. For the folks listening to us on our flagship station, you will get that game. We'll go right from this into the women's basketball game, so stay tuned for that. Ryan Williams and his squad off to a 12-5 start. And also, we are switching back to Thursdays for the rest of the year. Next Monday night, the Rams are going to be in Wyoming taking on the Cowboys. So next show comes up Thursday, February 3rd. We'll be February 3rd, Thursday, February 10th. February 17th, and then we close out the season. I think it's Thursday, March 3rd. So Thursdays from here on out to everybody here in attendance, or if you're listening and thinking about coming out, again, the next show next Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. here at Lucky Joe's. All right, head coach Nico Medved rejoining us for the 22nd-ranked Colorado State Rams, and a big thank you to Deshaun Thomas and John Tanjay for joining us. They said they get more nervous coming on a show like this in front of a live crowd than they do in front of 8,000 fans.
Oh, the guys, they did great. And it's just fun to see. Like, I was joking off the air. Like, I know DT, Deshaun's like, man, if it was my freshman year, I would have come up with any excuse possible not to come, because I would have been scared to death. So these guys did great. And I say it all the time. I mean, you know, they're obviously really talented players, but they're just amazing guys. They're great guys and tremendous leaders and people and all that, and it just makes my job so easy.
Yeah, and both those guys put in a ton of work on their bodies in the off season, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I mean, they came in and it was, you know, I say it all the time, and we had a good season last year in a lot of ways, came up a little short of ultimately where we wanted to go. But as soon as the season was over, you know, you take a little bit of a break, but there was no drama. The mindset is, hey, let's get back to work. And I thought everybody was really intentional about what they had to do individually, you know, to get better, and also just us as a team. And I think that whole mentality, you know, and those guys described it from everybody in our program, is really what's allowed us to take the next step. And it's very, very difficult to do, you know. And I think they also understand that, yeah, we are where we are right now. There's a long ways to go. It is just, it's all about the next game, continuing to improve. And now that they've been through that, I think they understand that, but they go back and rely on the work that they've done, and that's what gives them confidence.
All right, the Rams going to take on Nevada coming up tomorrow night. Moby Arena be a 7 p.m. tip-off. Wolfpack sitting at 9-7 in the season, 3-2 in conference play. And it's a Nevada team that had some ups and downs in November. They had a little addition by subtraction in their season as well. But, I mean, you look at Nevada, I mean, 3-2 in conference play, but that's a team, based on their talent, that in any given night in the Mountain West Conference can go out and easily win a basketball game.
No, I think, you know, and our guys know this. I mean, they were one of the teams that, you know, some people picked them to win the league. You know, I mean, they're very, very talented. They've got experience. They're well coached. You know, and they went through some ups and downs early in the year, and sometimes that's part of a season. And I think that, you know, they played very well the other night. I think that they're have started to figure themselves out. And we know what this game is going to be tomorrow night. This team is as talented as anyone in our league, and can come in here and play. And so, but our guys know that we're done talking about we're going to get everybody's best shot. These guys know what it is. Every game is very, very difficult. We have a ton of respect for Nevada, but our guys will come ready to play.
They have two very good guards. Grant Sherfield was the preseason Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. Of course, hit the big shot against you guys last year in Reno. And then Desmond Cambridge. Both those guys average over 15, 16 points per game. And going up against a guard tandem like that, hey, how do you try to keep them at bay? Because, you know, listen, they're going to make some buckets where you guys can't do anything better.
Yeah, I mean, Grant Sherfield's he's an incredible talent. He's one of those guys you can keep down for 25, 30 minutes, and then he can just, you know, take over. And I think we saw that last year a little bit, you know, and that was an unbelievable college basketball game. I still can almost replay all the plays. I had the misfortune of having to watch it again, you know what I mean, last night, you know, as we're preparing for this game. But he's a tremendous player, and you just got to keep battling, you know, keep making them earn everything, keep battling. You got to emotionally get over it when somebody makes a tough shot or a tough play. You just got to keep moving on and keep battling, and that's what you do. And, you know, fortunately for us, we got guys who make plays too, you know, and sometimes that's college basketball, and it comes down to expect all these games to be a battle, and this one's going to be no different. And they're big. They've got, you know, Will Baker, another 7-footer, and a lot of times they're going to play 2 7-footers. So they're big, they're physical, they're talented, and they pose a lot of problems, but hopefully we can pose some problems for them as well.
Yeah, Baker's a kid that I believe started his college career at Texas, and Steve Alford, the head coach there at Nevada, loves those Division I transfers. They have a ton of them on that roster. Programming note, again, that was scheduled to be a 9 p.m. tip-off. tomorrow night at Moby Arena. TV changed it to 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Thank Hallelujah.
Goodness. I mean, I don't know anybody.
Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that or whatever? TV came and asked, hey, coach, would you be okay with moving it to 7? I'm like, yeah, where do I sign up?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. There was the dotted line. Give me that pen. Let's make it 7 o'clock. So the crowd should be very, very good tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Rams and the Wolfpack. All right, we have one final timeout here tonight. We'll come back to the other side, talk about UNLV and a few other things with head coach Nico Medved. We're live at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew. For friendly folk in Irish do. Song and dance and ice cold brew. Every night at least till 2. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's. Down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's. Down at Lucky Joe's.
Dear winter, almost nothing stands in the way of a new 2022 Toyota. When you say stay home, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. The Corolla's tech is red hot. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4's available all-wheel drive with multi-terrain select. And everyone gets comfy in the Highlander with its available heated front seats. See you in the snow, Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins, a proud partner of the CSU Rams.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See agent Emily Gardner in Littleton, Scott Olson in Denver, or Will Pradia in Wheat Ridge for a free insurance review.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. It's the final segment of the program tonight as we take you right up until 7 o'clock. We're live at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. And, of course, the show brought to you by Coors Light. Time to take a look ahead here. It's brought to you by Alpine Gardens Landscapes, handcrafted for life. All right, we looked ahead a little bit to the Nevada game on Tuesday night. Nico, I know your coaching staff, you guys have eyeballs for Nevada. You're not looking ahead to UNLV.
But you're going
to
make me do it, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm going to make you do it. We got 5 minutes to kill here, Nico.
Okay. Oh, boy.
But, you know, you think about UNLV. They have a new head coach, Lon Kruger's son, Kevin Kruger, now the head coach there. He's a former player, former assistant at UNLV. But they still have Bryce Hamilton there. Hamilton's one of the top scorers in the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, like I said, I was hoping to get a little bit more sleep tonight, and you already had me think about him. And then you got Wyoming after that, who's playing like lights out. I mean, you have nightmare, you know. So, I think
San Diego State after that.
We were talking about. I've just been so impressed with the growth of the Mountain West again, and I think we all, when I came back to take the job, I really had this feeling it was going to, and now we're looking at. You know, I know before Air Force game, what, we had four teams in the top 50 and six in the top whatever, 65. And you just look right now, and the depth and quality of the teams in the play is just tremendous, you know. And the team that right now is in sixth or seventh place, I mean, I'd say it is better than the sixth or seventh team in the Pac-12 or, you know, all these other teams right now. And so it's just been awesome. And so the it's going to be a real, real battle all the way down to the stretch. And even that, you know, the team like Air Force and New Mexico, you just look at what's going on in the league, and it just continues to get better and better, and it's really exciting.
Yep, the Mountain West is stacked here this season, and listen, there's going to be teams beating up on each other as we continue down this road. A lot of teams that have some sparkling records right now, but teams will be taking losses just because that's how hard this conference is. Let me ask you this. You saw the Mountain West Conference announce a lot of makeup games here today. You guys have lost two conference games. Lost the New Mexico game that was supposed to be the conference opener. Lost the Boise State game where they couldn't play. And, of course, you guys end up going to San Diego State. Do you expect those games to be made up as the Mountain West reached out to you guys on that? How does that work?
Well, as you know, I mean, they don't care what I think, right? We've talked, and I think there's so many, you know, circumstances that go into this, and obviously we've only missed two games. I think there's some parameters in how they make up games. They want everybody to make sure they play once. It's got to fit into your schedule with both teams, and so as of today, we don't have those scheduled, but could they be rescheduled? Yes. But I think there's also a realistic chance that neither of those two get rescheduled just based on the way this is going. I mean, look at all the games we've got coming up, you know, already. And so, like we've talked about, I think it's going to be there's just no way to have a balanced schedule for everybody this year. That's just the reality of it. And they're going to do the best they can to play the games and play the games that have the most implications on the standings and, you know, potential postseason ramifications. And I think that's where it's at. And it sounds like a cliche, but my mindset is just keep taking them one at a time.
That really has to be your mindset because things change so often. I mean, you look at that Boise State game, that would most likely be a quad one game unless Boise just completely tanks. They've won 12 straight.
Like yeah.
They don't look like it. But, you know, that would be a quad one opportunity for this Colorado State basketball team. And look, I mean, you have UNLV playing here on Friday night. They're going to be playing San Diego State on Sunday. It's I think Boise State had three games in six nights. So you may get a game shoehorned in there. Nico, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming out.
Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow night. See you tomorrow night. Go Rams.
All right, that's going to do it for the program here tonight. Thank you to head coach Nico Medved, Deshaun Thomas. John Tanjay also joined us for the flagship folks out there. CSU women's basketball coming up next. So long from Lucky Joe's in Fort Collins.
The Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show has been brought to you by Lucky Joe's, Waterpik, proud corporate partner of the Colorado State Rams, Bank of Colorado. There's only one Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. And by UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield's presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.